Good evening. This is Akashvani. The news read by Subhashachi Bhattacharya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that this is the first time in the history of India that the whole world is looking towards India with hope and optimism. Launching the Global Investors Summit in Bhopal today, Mr. Modi said that common people, economists, institutions and many countries have expectations from India. From the World Bank to all the major institutions of the world are calling India the fastest growing economy. He said that this trust of the world on the country has also increased the confidence of the states. At the same time, the pace of development has also doubled due to the double engine government. The Prime Minister said that in developed India, three sectors, textile, tourism and technology, are the most important. He said that the government is not only promoting traditional skills in these three sectors, but also working on new areas like agro-textile, geo and medical textile. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Assam this evening on a two-day visit. PM Modi will attend the mega Jhumar Binodini program in Guwahati today and will inaugurate the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit. Arunachal Pradesh has achieved 100% completion of houses under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Gramin. This was informed by Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post today. Mr. Khandu said that the target in the state was achieved on February 21. As on the date, Arunachal Pradesh has completed the targeted 35,591 houses under the scheme in the state. Mr. Khandu further said that it's a milestone in the government's journey towards housing for all, bringing security, dignity and a better future for countless families. The Reserve Bank of India has launched the Financial Literacy Week 2025 today. It is an annual initiative aimed at promoting financial awareness among the people. This year, the campaign runs from February 24 to 28 under the theme Financial Literacy, Women's Prosperity. In Arunachal Pradesh, the campaign was launched by Abhijit Majumdar, General Manager, RBI Regional Office, Itanagar, in a function held at DK Convention Center in Itanagar today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Majumdar said that the theme this year emphasizes on empowering women financially and socially. The India Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for 17 districts of Arunachal Pradesh for the next 24 hours. IMD has predicted rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning at isolated locations. Isolated snowfall is also forecast at higher altitudes of Tawang, Upper Subansiri, Shiyomi and Upper Siang districts. The first session of the newly constituted Delhi Assembly began today with Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and her cabinet colleagues Pravesh Sahib Singh, Ashish Sood, Manjinder Singh Sirsa, Kapil Mishra, Ravindra Indraj Singh and Pankaj Singh taking oath as MLAs. The meeting of Select Committee of Lok Sabha examining the Income Tax Bill 2025 is underway in New Delhi. The 31-member panel is being headed by BJP MP Vijayant Panda. The committee will submit its report by the first day of the monsoon session of Parliament. Indian Railways is making constant efforts to provide convenient travel options for pilgrims visiting the ongoing Mahakumbh at Prayagraj. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw is monitoring the situation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India remains the largest contributor to the UN peacekeeping operations. In his video message during the first-ever conference for women peacekeepers in New Delhi this afternoon, Dr. Jaishankar said India believes that peacekeeping has a very important role in global peace. He reiterated that India will meaningfully contribute to the global peacekeeping efforts. Around 1 lakh assistive devices worth over 16 crore rupees have been distributed to elderly individuals so far at the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj by the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment. The assistive devices are being distributed at the Ministry's pavilion at Sector 7 of the Mahakumbh Mela area, benefiting around 21,000 elderly so far. Today in the Champions Trophy, New Zealand are facing Bangladesh in a Group A match in Rawalpindi. Pakistan today put into bat Bangladesh worth 104 47 for 5 in 34 overs when reports last came in. India currently lead Group A with 2 wins from 2 matches, while New Zealand are in second place. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.